In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly King, Paraclete, Spirit of Truth, you who are everywhere present and fill all things, treasury of all that is good and master of life, come dwell within us, cleanse us from all stain, and save our souls, O good one. Mary, cause of our joy, pray for us. In the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, we're going to continue looking at the Psalms, and we're going to spend this time on Psalm 12, which will invite us to go a little bit further afield and look at certain key understandings of the revealed tradition, especially the word lev, heart. The psalm begins, help. Actually, the word is hoshia, which means save. What is this another translation you got here now? Help. I guess they're all going to say help. Hoshia. And Adonai, ki gamar chasid, because gamar finished with a righteous man. There's no more around. And the word he's using here is chasid, which is that famous word hesed, and somebody who abides, lives, hesed, is chasid. That's why we have today the Hasidim. Over in Brooklyn, for instance, you know, the group of pious men, the Hasidim. So the word means faithful, enthusiastic observance of the will of God, of the Torah. So he's saying, help, Lord, ki gamar chasid, help, Lord, because there are no more Hasidim around. There's probably a variant. I see there is some Kigamah Chesed. Hesed is cut off. But I think it's probably supposed to be the Hasid and not just the quality. But there's no Hasid. There's nobody reliable whose word you can trust, whose devotion to God is rock solid, an upright man. And so they're saying, you see, come, help us, Lord, because there's no more chassid, there's no more of these righteous people around. And then it goes on to say, faithfulness has vanished from among men, emunim. Emunim is another word. It means, aman means to be solid. The word to believe, hehemin, to make God solid, means to lean so far over on God that if he's not solid, you're going to fall flat on your face. That's faith. So hehemin, you see. And here we have that there's no emunim around anymore. Nobody who really believes and trusts and lives by the word of God. Huh? So among the Bnei Adam, among the sons of men, there's no more people like that. And now he gives the description of why there's no more Hasid, or the sign that there's no more Hasid. He says, emunim. I forgot how to translate that. Faithfulness is okay, yeah. Solid. Relying on God and being reliable. Mibnei Adam. There's nobody like that anymore around. Nobody who trusts God that way and shows forth because of that the faithfulness, the solidity of God, you know. And this is a lament, really, a psalm. Shav, Yudaberu Ish, Yudrahu. They all speak Shav. They all speak, I'm looking at these translations here now. I'm over here, I'm in the wrong place. Okay. Everyone, the faithful have vanished from among the sons of men. Everyone utters lies to his neighbor. That's awful. You see, and then God will cut off. Now there's a phrase here, v'lev yidaberu. They speak with heart and heart. You ever met anybody like that? They're telling you how sincere they are, but they have an agenda. So they're speaking from their heart, but it's not really their heart. There's something behind that show of heart, the real heart. And it's crooked. Lev v'lev yidaberu. And I want to take a few minutes to discuss that, because it's so important in biblical anthropology, and particularly the Psalms. Huh? Now, in Leon Dufour, the definition of heart goes like this. In the concrete and global anthropology that we find in the Bible, man's heart is the very source of his conscious, intelligent, and free personality, the place of his decisive choices, the place of the unwritten law, it's Romans, and of the mysterious action of God. That's where we meet God. You see, the Lev, and there's a beautiful text, I have it right here, I'm going to read it for you, by Robert Schwemann, a German thinker. We're always putting on a show. We're not really coming from our center. The Lev. This is the way of Robert Schwemann. The heart is the ground for the turning away from the good, and it is also, conversely, the ground for the turn toward the good and toward truth. Furthermore, according to Schwemann, this is Bob Sokolowski quoting Schwemann, this turning toward or turning against is not just a response to an argument or to an idea, but a response to someone. God, in the more immediate situation, Christ, who discloses the truth. This concept of the heart is an ultimate explanation, as you will, for the turn toward truth or darkness, and it is original in the New Testament. The heart is the unfounded foundation, in a sense, for which there is no thinkable or conceptual equivalent in antiquity, and that is Schwemann. In other words, interacting with God and receiving revelation with God and being chosen by God to be his people forces us to look more deeply into ourselves, and we see this heart, you see? This place, Lev v'lev yidaberu, they act like they're speaking from their heart, but they really have another heart. And that heart is not turned toward good, you see? And now I'm going to give you just a few quotes about that. Jeremiah, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately corrupt. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, search the mind and try the heart and give to every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings. You see, we are there's nothing in a way between us and God. And we keep putting things there, you know, oh Lord, I love you. We don't. You see, this lev velev yedaberu, they speak with a heart, but it's not their real heart. And then there's this, for instance, in Psalm 53, the fool says in his heart, there is no God. Or again, Jesus. This is from Mark. For it is from within, from the human heart, that evil intentions come, fornication, theft, murder, adultery, avarice, wickedness, deceit, licentiousness, envy, slander, pride, folly. This is a list from Jesus. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person. It's in that Mark 7 where they're discussing how come your disciples don't wash the cup and do all the rest. Jesus is saying it's not what comes into a man that corrupts him, it's what comes out of him. And it comes from his heart. And this psalm is all about, you know, everybody, lev velev yedaberu, they got two hearts. One they never look at, and the other they pretend is the real one, and that's where they come from. And that's okay, except it doesn't work with God. I'm going to give you one more text, maybe a couple more. This is Ephesians. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of him with the eyes of your heart enlightened so that you know what is the hope of his glory. Our heart has eyes, and the Holy Spirit can open those eyes, and we're looking forward to being with God forever. And we're faithful to that. You see, that's what this text is saying. And Paul states, for it is the God who said, let light shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus. Unless the Lord touches our heart, unless the Lord purifies it, cleans it up, turns it in the right direction, we will never see the glory of God shining on the face of Christ Jesus. I'm taking a lot of time to this because this is the lament of the psalm, you see. Faithfulness is vanished. That's the emun. Everyone speaks falsehood, you see, which is the best they can do because they can't see it. They speak with hardened heart. Believe me, I'm talking right straight from my heart. And you know when somebody says that, they're probably not. They got to advertise it. With smooth lips they speak and a double heart. Lev velev yedaberu. Okay. And so that's what this psalm is saying, you see. And it goes on then. Because the poor are despoiled, because the needy groan, I will now arise, says the Lord. I will place him in the safety for which he longs. This is the just man. So we're going to stop now, and then we'll pick this up again, because this is really the theme of Psalm 12.